T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When it comes to giving out information to congressional leaders, the White House has been dragging its feet. That according to a new report on our newsline, Politico, White House correspondent Anita Kumar. Anita, what can you tell us about these information requests?
Hi, thanks for having me. We are hearing from different House committees that when they are asking the White House for document requests, so this is requests for documents about all sorts of things, about President Trump's national emergency, about his conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin, all sorts of topics that they are not hearing back from the White House. Not only are they not getting their documents, but most of the time they are not even getting a letter back, just a courtesy letter that you would normally send to someone who has sent you a letter. That's what's been happening in the last couple months.
Can Trump officials face legal consequences for ignoring requests? I mean, freedom of information laws are laws, right?
Right. Actually, Congress has the power if they feel that the White House is not responding. The House has the power to issue subpoenas for documents. And if the subpoenas aren't answered and they still don't get documents, they could hold someone in contempt. And what they do to do that, it just means that they can vote to hold someone in contempt of Congress. And then they can refer the entire case to the legal system. It's a really long road before that happens, though. So there'd be a lot of back and forth. It would take months, maybe even into next year, before that would happen.
Anita, before we let you go, what has been the White House response to all this?
The White House is saying that a little bit of both, right? They say if it's a real request and we feel like it's legitimate, then we're going to work with the committee to try to get them some of the documents they're looking for, clearly not by the deadline because many deadlines have already passed. But if they feel like it's political, partisan overreach and they're just doing it for political reasons, then they're going to call them out on it. And they're going to say, as the president likes to say, it's a witch hunt or, we're not going to cooperate.
Anita Kumar covering the White House for Politico. Thank you for talking with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.